Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Now, my stance has been the entire time, I am for people getting the vaccine if they choose to, and I'm for people not getting the vaccine if they choose to. But I think it has to be a choice and not a mandate.
Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene reacted to her 12-hour suspension from Twitter for posting falsehoods about COVID-19 and vaccines. A Twitter spokesperson said the action was taken on her account for violating Twitter rules, specifically the company's COVID-19 misleading information policy. A bipartisan group of Senate negotiators and senior White House officials is struggling to finish work on an infrastructure package that is now set to get its first vote as soon as today. The senators have narrowed the number of outstanding disagreements in the talks, but the biggest one, how exactly to pay for the $579 billion spending bill, remains unsolved. President Joe Biden.
Those 55 major corporations that paid zero in income tax while making billions in profits, they had no complaints. When I took office, I made a commitment to the American people, that we're going to change that paradigm.
A former campaign advisor and close ally of former President Trump was arrested Tuesday and charged with several criminal counts for allegedly working as an undisclosed foreign lobbyist on behalf of the United Arab Emirates. Federal prosecutors said Thomas Barak worked to influence the administration to push for policy proposals that were favorable to the UAE. The American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends all students over the age of 2, as well as teachers and staff, wear masks when they return to school, even if they have been vaccinated. Meanwhile, a federal judge has ruled Indiana University can proceed with its plan to require all students to get vaccinated before returning to campus. Students and staff must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 unless they qualify for a medical, religious, or ethical exemption, or unless a student is attending online-only classes. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke with reporters about the status of a White House official who tested positive for the coronavirus.
The individual has mild symptoms. We know that there will be breakthrough cases, but as this instance shows, cases in vaccinated individuals are typically mild.
Finally, Ben & Jerry's has announced it will stop selling its ice cream in Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, saying the sales are inconsistent with their values. Israel's new foreign minister, Yair Lapid, blasted the move and said it was a disgraceful capitulation to anti-Semitism. Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, who founded the Vermont ice cream chain, are both Jewish. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.